£200,000 worth of repairs are being carried out on City Hall's clock tower. Scaffolding has been put in place around the landmark tower so that workers can get to the lofty heights needed to carry out the repairs. And the hands of the clock have been stopped by Norwich-based company Michelmeyer Clock and Watchmakers. Simon Michelmeyer from the Fletcher Way-based company explained, "We were asked to stop the clock so that they could build the scaffolding around it. It stopped at 2:45, which is quite an unusual time to stop it at, but that's what's required for them to be able to get the scaffolding where they needed it. The work being done on the tower involves maintenance of hard-to-reach parts of the clock tower. Four long vertical pieces of metal, which sit on each corner at clock level, known as finials, need to be taken away for repairs. Those finials, and a fifth, right at the top of the tower, need to be removed, cleaned and recoated before they are refixed. The work will all be carried out in conjunction with the City Council's conservation team and Historic England. Because the scaffolding accounts for at least half the cost of the work, the City Council is also taking the opportunity to carry out other repair work, including repointing some of the brickwork."
Norwich's position at the forefront of the craft brewing revolution has been reinforced after a city brewery landed a major contract with Tesco. Redwell Brewing has been selected as one of the supermarket giant's suppliers as it scales up its offer of small batch brews across more than 800 stores and dispatched its first shipment of tens of thousands of cans earlier this month. The deal has been underpinned by the Trowse-based brewery's investment of £280,000 in a new canning line, which was made possible through a grant of £38,000 from the Future 50 programme. Co-director Patrick Fisher could not reveal the scale of the contract, but said that the initial order had been the biggest in the brewery's history. "It's been manic. We've been working until midnight, but we've all been in the trenches together, and it's been a real team effort," he said. "We've taken a dream and turned it into reality. Now anyone from Norwich can go into a Tesco store across the majority of the country and see a product brewed right here on their doorstep."
Norwich's Jewish community has enjoyed a special visit by the Chief Rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth. Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis paid a community visit to the Norwich Synagogue in Earlham Road, where he praised the local Jewish community. It was the first time in about 50 years that the Norwich Synagogue had hosted a visit from a chief rabbi, and Dr. Marion Prinsley, president of the congregation, said they were deeply honoured.
A new scheme to pump £5 million into re-energising Norwich city centre, attract more tourists and help businesses to thrive is appealing for public support. Norwich Business Improvement District, the BID, has drawn up plans to expand the area it covers as its five-year deal comes up for renewal. The BID lobbies for business and promotes the city, as well as running initiatives which encourage visitors to the city and improve their experience. If the deal gets the go-ahead, it will cover a much wider area and take in 741 levy-paying businesses, up from the current 666. The BID is hoping to build on projects such as the Tunnel of Light, which drew visitors to the city around Christmas, and the City Host Scheme, who provide advice and directions to Norwich newcomers. The BID has set out three key areas for its renewal. They are promoting Norwich, raising the city's profile, Norwich Experience, creating a vibrant atmosphere, and Voice for Business, fighting for the needs of the firms in its remit. The body is funded through a 1% levy of the rateable value of each business over £30,000 in the BID area.
A state-of-the-art centre, which will train bell ringers in Norfolk, is to open next year thanks to a funding boost of more than £260,000. The Mancroft Appeal 300 was launched in 2015 to mark the anniversary of when the first true peal in the world was rung in Norwich. Since then, more than £150,000 has been raised by local bell ringers to help fund the creation of the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre. Based at the Church of St Peter Mancroft in Norwich, the centre will enable people to learn about the city's rich history of bell ringing. It will also serve as a state-of-the-art training centre to teach new and existing ringers in the eastern counties. The project has now been awarded £260,000 from the Heritage Lottery Fund, enabling construction work to begin later this year. Simon Rudd, chairman of the appeal, said, "The ringers at St Peter Mancroft, their friends, families and ringers from a wide area have worked incredibly hard in the last 2 years to support and raise funds for this amazing project. The fantastic support from the National Lottery, both in financial terms and in advice and encouragement, means that the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre will now become an exciting and unique heritage venue at the very heart of the fine city of Norwich. It is hoped that the centre will open in summer 2018.
Controversial parking rules, which have deterred people away from a shopping centre, could be relaxed under its new owners, councillors hope. Traders last year claimed that customers were being driven away from Earlham House Shopping Centre due to parking regulations at the complex. Shoppers reported being fined for briefly stopping to drop off items at the centre or if their car tyres touched the white lines in parking spaces. But Belgold Properties Limited has now sold the complex on Earlham Road and councillors hope to approach the new owners to ask them to relax the rules. In June last year, traders staged a demonstration over the way NPE handled contraventions of the parking rules. NPE is contracted by Belgold to enforce the parking fines and uses CCTV to spot violations. More than 180 people signed a petition at the time to both companies, asking them to adopt a more reasonable approach to the issue.
The operator of a mattress recycling business, which posed a significant fire risk to nearby properties, has been given a suspended prison sentence. Mark Quincy was found to have stored thousands of mattresses at his unit on Salhouse Industrial Estate in Sprowston in breach of environmental laws. When Environment Agency officers visited Salhouse Breakers on Rice Way in August 2015, they found mattresses stored floor to ceiling in one building. The 39-year-old was sentenced at Norwich Magistrates Court after pleading guilty to running the operation without an environmental permit. Salhouse Norwich Limited, which owns the site, and one of its directors, Mark Stone, were also found guilty for their involvement following a trial. The court heard how 471 tonnes of mattresses were kept at the site, despite regulations from the Environment Agency only allowing a maximum of 5 tonnes.
Our second feature, again read by Simon Shirley and written by Gabrielle Fagan, tells of Spandau Ballet's bassist and actor, Martin Kemp, who enjoyed adulation and fame during his 40-year showbiz career, but has paid a price for all those hits.